Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Arkansas Razorbacks are gearing up for a big 2024 season. Of course, we all know the pressures and the expectations on Sam Pittman, and he has taken measures to make sure this is a season to remember in Fayetteville, bringing in Bobby Petrino as the offensive coordinator. Talen Green takes over at the quarterback position. And guys, as we look at the 2024 schedule, I pose this question. What is the key three-game stretch of Arkansas' schedule that's going to go a long way in defining success or failure for the 2024 season? And guys, I'm going to pull up the schedule here for those who are watching on YouTube. I've got the schedule pulled up. There are a couple candidates here when you look at really pivotal three-game stretches, right? And typically, guys, typically when I look at a key three-game stretch, it normally is going to consist of a game that's probably a win, probably a toss-up, and maybe one that is looked at as a loss going in the season that would be considered an upset, right? So you look at these key three-game stretches. Heck, I looked at right to start the season, at Oklahoma State, UAB, and at Auburn, right? I think at Oklahoma State, that non-conference game, that could be a tone setter. UAB the following week. I know that sounds crazy to talk about UAB as a key game, but I mean, guys, we're talking about an Arkansas team that struggled in the non-conference a season ago, right? And then, of course, that game at Auburn, going into Jordan-Hare, tough place to play against Hugh Freeze. How about the three-game stretch, LSU at home, at Mississippi State, and then Ole Miss at home, the 19th, 26th, and November the 2nd, guys, later in the season. That is one. You know, if you go through that, you go 2-1 in that stretch, all of a sudden, you're probably having a really, really good season. How about end of season, guys? Texas at home, La Tech at home, and at Missouri to close out the season on November the 30th. Is that the key three-game stretch, right? You got an opportunity against Texas. Going to be a long shot, but hey, you beat them in Fayetteville the last time they were there. La Tech is a game where you're gearing up for the finale against Missouri. That's an important ball game. I mean, that's one that Arkansas fans most definitely want to win. But when it comes to the key three-game stretch that I look at on this schedule and say, this is when we'll know what Arkansas is. And I'm going to pull it up on the screen here. This is the three-game stretch that, dare I say, could define who Arkansas is in the 2024 season. It's this one right here. Saturday, September the 21st through Saturday, October the 5th. And the three-game stretch is this. At Auburn, Texas A&M in Arlington, and Tennessee at home in Fayetteville. This three-game stretch, guys, I see as the most pivotal three-game stretch of Arkansas season. You start at Auburn. I look at this game as a toss-up, guys. I know Auburn took you to the woodshed last year, but we don't know what Auburn's going to be this year. And let's be fair, Arkansas, maybe they hadn't quite reached peak mess at that point, but they were well on their way. Like Arkansas, I feel like at that point was a bit of a mess, right? There's still no excuse to lose the way they did on the home field, but Arkansas season was kind of a lost cause at that point. So there'll be revenge on the mind, right? It's also, as we pull up the other schedule, we pull up the full schedule, guys, it's also the SEC opener. So as important as the Oklahoma State game is on the road, it's a big one, no doubt. That SEC opener is always important because you feel like you're setting the tone, right, for SEC play. You really do. You feel like you're setting the tone for conference play. And there's never been an SEC slate more important for Sam Pittman than this one. So, at Auburn, that's a toss-up game. That's a winnable game. What a shot in the arm that would be for the Hogs if they can win that one. The following week, guys, and Arkansas fans, I know you're going to understand this. That game against Texas A&M in Arlington at Jerry World, there may not be a game on this schedule that Arkansas fans want to win more than that game against Texas A&M. Because for whatever reason, the damnedest things happen in Jerry World. And Texas A&M, just simply put, has Arkansas's number in this ballgame, right? Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. You get a year one Mike Elko, and you really, guys, when you're facing year one head coaches, I know Texas A&M is going to have a lot of talent, but when you're facing year one coaches, you want to take advantage, right? You want to take advantage. When your coach is in year four, five, or six, you're like, we should be ahead of this team and this program. Like, you should be beating a first-year coach. And Arkansas desperately needs to turn the tide in this series and in this ball game. So that game is huge. And then Saturday, October the 5th against Tennessee, guys, I put this one, I included this one. This is part of the three-game stretch because this is one. Listen, we all expect Tennessee to be a team right there competing for the college football playoff. If Arkansas is going to be a surprise team this year, maybe, just maybe, in Fayetteville, Sam Pittman, Bobby Petrino, that offense is cooking. Could you pull the upset? But this is a three-game stretch, guys. Find a way to go 2-1. You have to. If you find a way to go 2-1, I think it'll show promise. Again, your first three SEC games, of course, it's going to set the tone for a really successful season. It's going to set the tone for a season that will bring Sam Pittman back to Fayetteville in 2025. Go 1-2, or God forbid, 0-3, and I think you're going to see the fire Sam Pittman chant start. I think you're going to see folks start to clamor for Bobby Petrino to take over as head coach. This is as pivotal a three-game stretch as any on this Hog schedule, and in my opinion. It is the most important, most critical. It is the key three-game stretch of this season. A couple of toss-up games, a game against Tennessee in which you'll certainly be the underdog, but you never know, especially if this game's at night. You never know. A lot of opportunity in this three-game stretch. So, again, guys, my key three-game stretch for what is a pivotal year for Sam Pittman and the Arkansas Razorbacks: at Auburn, Texas A&M in Arlington, and Tennessee in Fayetteville. What is your key three-game stretch for the Hogs as Sam Pittman and company enter a pivotal year in the 2024 season?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.